that because of the lack of real government school education today, most recent graduates and younger voters probably think that simply blaming Congress for any and all problems is proper procedure. During his recent State of the Union address, the president blamed Congress for the lack of action regarding America's energy problems. Of course, he failed to mention that his refusal to take action and approve the Keystone Pipeline has kept America vulnerable to Middle East enemy nations who benefit from our continued purchase of oil from that part of the world. Also, 42,000 possible new jobs remain just a pipe dream. Meanwhile, China is poised to purchase that oil from Canada and build a closer relationship with our closest ally. Of course, Obama took credit for the increased oil production in North Dakota and elsewhere in the U.S., despite the fact it was former President George W. Bush's policies that opened the door to increased domestic oil production. Unfortunately, domestic oil production may soon decline because President Obama refuses to allow more oil exploration and drilling for new sources. Of course, he'll turn around and then blame Congress. Obama has blamed Congress and others in regards to the problems regarding the minimum wage. While some in Congress and a few senators like Ted Cruz have called for increasing opportunities for all Americans by taking actions to reinvigorate the economy, just wants to increase the minimum wage, which decreases the number of entry-level, lower-skilled jobs for those like teenagers who are starting out in the world of working for a living. Mr. Hope and Change has blamed Congress for the situation regarding illegal immigrants, simply because some in Congress are calling for first sealing and properly protecting the borders, then taking a look at amnesty for law-breaking invaders. But he refuses to personally take the blame for not fulfilling the sworn duty of protecting America from enemies, both foreign and domestic. Since President Obama likes to throw blame around, I wonder when he will turn around and blame himself and Eric Holder for using the U.S. Justice Department to obstruct real justice in regards to serious issues like the death of four Americans in Benghazi, for starters. I'm Ron Edwards.
Blowing away the myths and revealing the truth. You can continue to blow away the myths with Ron Edwards on Facebook, Twitter, and TheRonEdwards.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Modern patriots and operators choose the industry-leading number one patented piston system from Adams Arms. The Adams Arms rifle is the natural evolution of the original Stoner design. All of its strengths, none of the weaknesses. with a lifetime warranty and made in the USA, this life-coating processed AR-15 is available in numerous configurations only at Adams Arms. To order, visit the website at adamsarms.net. Adams Arms, precision technology for the modern warrior. War Sport introduces the LVOA AR. This highly anticipated rifle is the embodiment of the low-visibility operation concept. Made and designed in the USA, the LVOA combines mil-spec and specially designed features, bringing a flat-shooting, extremely durable AR from concept to reality. To find out more, go to lvoa.us. War Sport, making function and reliability on an extreme level. This is only the beginning.
Shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend, shall not be in friend.
Shall not be in friend. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And as we roll into the third hour on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I decided to get a shotgun. I already had a shotgun. I had a Mossberg 590, very nice shotgun, but it was sort of heavy. So I decided to trade it for a Remington 887 because it's polymer covered. It's not going to rust or anything. But I made some mistakes there because with a shotgun like a Remington 870 or a Mossberg 500, 590, you can attach ammo to it a variety of different ways. Not so with the 887. The rack handle, when you bring it back, it just about covers the entirety of the gun all the way down to the buttstock. So I don't shoot it as much because I have no way to carry extra ammo. And now that's all done. That's all over with now. Joining us from Strike Hard Gear, first time he's ever been with us, been with me since I've been, I think, at Republic Broadcasting Network, is the owner, operator of Strike Hard Gear, Todd Lubke. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Bill.
Now, up to this point, you've been known as a purveyor of tactical nylon and accessories that go along with the commie weapons, the AKs, the SKSs, and everything else, but that wasn't enough for you, was it? You had to get out there and innovate something, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, you're right, you're right. It just wasn't enough. Kind of what happened was, as I was out and manufacturing chest rigs and buttstock pouches and various pouches and things for the AK and the SKS, the Moisés and the Gun, I kept getting requests for shotgun gear. People just weren't satisfied with what was out there. And you know how that is. You keep getting requests, it puts your mind to work on it, and then that's how I came up with the Gunner's Mate shotgun shell dispenser.
Now, there are shotgun carrying methods out there, like chest rigs that have it in the loop and everything, or shotgun shell caddies that might carry 8 or 5, but they're pretty much open. I don't know how well they retain the ammunition when you're moving about. And, you know, some of that stuff, like the speed loaders that go with shotguns, they're uniquely designed for competition and not for a self-defense application, where your innovation is primarily going to be a self-defense weapons carriage system, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Like you're saying, there's a wide gamut of options out there for carrying a shotgun shell, and if you look at them, they all seem to have some kind of flaw. Either, like you mentioned, the round is mostly exposed, or it's being held by elastic loops, which do wear out. Or you've seen where, like, they'll have chest rigs, and you'll look at them, and, yeah, the guy has 30, 40 rounds across the front, but you can see that he has 30 or 40 rounds, and you know exactly how much ammunition he's carrying, or if he shot it all off already. And that's the way I came up with the Gunner's Mate, which is, for your people listening in and haven't seen it yet, is basically a polymer magazine that holds 8 shotgun rounds. It'll hold 8 12-gauge 2 3/4 rounds, spring loaded like a magazine, and they come out through the top. It's a patent pending dispenser top that allows you to just clip it on your belt and peel off rounds like a Pez dispenser.
And you can do that individually, but I mean, you can run around with that and the rounds are not going to bounce out of that because of the way it's retained.
Exactly. Exactly, and that's one detail that I made sure that we built into the retention system on that, is that you can drop the gunner's mate, or if someone takes a fall and falls forward, that the round isn't going to just bounce out. It's retained pretty well. But yet with the action of your thumb pulling it out, it forces a downward motion onto the round, which then releases it into your palm. So you can, depending on your style of reload, you can pull one out or you can pull two or three out at a time real quick with a sweep of a thumb and get to loading your shotgun.
The one thing I was considering with the shotgun I carry that I own is maybe getting one of those dump pouches where I can dump like 30 or 40 rounds in it. But then the point comes up where I've got to make sure all of those rounds are facing in the right direction when I'm fishing them out of that loose big dump pouch. This also does away with that consideration altogether, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And, you know, the dump pouch idea is just basically like having a big pocket. So it's whether it's a dump pouch loaded with 20 or 30 of them like the trap shooters, skeet shooters like to do, or if you're a hunter that's forced to throw a handful in the pocket, it's the same dynamic. You reach in, you don't know, when you pull it out, you don't know which way that round's going to be facing. So you got to kind of, it slows down the reload process. Your reload process isn't repeatable. And that's okay if you have all the time in the world, but if you're under pressure, that doesn't work.
The other thing about your system versus, say, the chest rig system, if you have to go prone, you can still access your ammo with your system versus the chest rig where you're now laying on it and mashing it into the mud or the dirt or whatever's in play, which can, you know, then maybe you're feeding mud and dirt into your shotgun.
Yeah, exactly. That's a problem I see, too, with a lot of the pouches out there is, yeah, I'm sure you and the listeners have seen them as well, where it'll hold like 20 rounds, and as soon as you open the Velcro, the thing flaps open with a big flap and exposes a bunch of rounds. Well, you take off running, that thing's flapping around and the rounds are flying out. To use something like that, or you have to actually repack it all up before you can move out again. And this, we run into the same issue with those long bandoliers that everybody likes to carry.
Right.
As soon as you take off running, the rounds are coming out.
Well, they're coming out, the bandolier's bouncing all over you and rotating on your body and everything else. And maybe when you get stopped, instead of having a bunch of rounds in front of you, you got rounds on one side, rounds on the other, and a buckle.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're back to the issue of, all right, I lost a few rounds along the way. Where are the rest of them? And you're down there looking to fill in the gaps and figure out where your rounds are. Well, when you're doing that, you're not reloading.
One of the things I thought when I've seen the video, there's a promotional video at Strike Hard Gear.
What we're doing for this, let me give you a little background, if I might, is our emphasis so far at Strike Hard Gear has been on the sewn tactical nylon goods. But I do come from a manufacturing background. I like manufacturing. I like made in America. And as I tried to figure out a solution for carrying shotgun shells, I realized that solution wasn't within tactical nylon. That solution was in polymer. So I had to kind of redial myself a little bit and say, you know, I'm not in the tactical gear business. I'm in the ammunition management business. And by widening that out a little bit, it helped me figure out that I need to make a polymer magazine. And with that, though, the production costs are quite higher. To have molds made and a first run of these made is going to cost upwards of about $90,000.
Yeah.
And that's why I've turned to crowdfunding to help me source the cash needed to get this underway.
Let's talk about that. We're coming up on the first break. So before we launch into that, and I have to interrupt you on how that works, let's hold that thought. One thing that struck me though about this system, I see a lot of guys that train for that single shell combat reload.
Yeah.
And that seems like that is ideal for that.
Yeah, that or even if you want to pull off two shells for a two shell reload, boom, it's right there as well.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't ask you yesterday when we talked. Do you have any for sale yet?
No, that's just it.
That's the problem. See, I need it for my shotgun that I chose so poorly. Strike Hard Gear. You can find them at strikehardgear.com. He is the only he doesn't make stuff that works for both AK types and AR types. He makes it purely for the SKS AK Mosin Nagant purist. He caters to you. Great price points, excellent gear. Find them at strikehardgear.com. We'll continue with Todd when we get back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Do you own a gun? The attorneys and members of Texas Law Shield see every day how law-abiding citizens can become the victims of an anti-gun culture and a legal system that is designed to produce convictions rather than seek justice. Texas Law Shield is a firearm single defense program dedicated to protecting legal gun owners. We offer comprehensive criminal and civil coverage with our 24/7 emergency hotline. Texas Law Shield completes your armed self-defense plan. To become a member, visit TexasLawShield.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
At Griffin Industries, the concept of good is never good enough. Combining extreme fit, function, and appearance, the Griffin Industries weapons and ammo carrying systems have taken the industry standard and turned it upside down. With an organic manufacturing process, Griffin Industries ensures tolerance and quality control with no equal. Flat rate shipping and rapid turnaround gets this superlative product in your hands and on your belt in no time. Visit GriffinIndustries.com. Griffin Industries, the 21st century solution.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Now, more pounding from the blunt object.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. If you ever listen to the spots that are my spots, you're never going to hear me looking for a car wash to advertise on the show. I only deal with gun industry partners. And one of the reasons I do that is because they're never happy with what they've got. They always want to bring up something new. Joining me from Strike Hard Gear is Todd Lupke, and he decided he had to have something new, and we're talking about that right now, strikehardgear.com. Todd, you were about to talk about the crowdsource funding that you were doing. This is also an innovative way to fund development, isn't it?
Yes, it really is. Crowdfunding kind of came into its own over the last two or three years. When it first came out, it was kind of iffy. People thought, is this going to work? And now it seems to have turned into the go-to way for small enterprises to come up with the dollars needed to bring new products into market. It really, what it does is it allows me to identify with my audience out there and with a product, and if they like it, they kind of vote with their dollars and help fund production. So what it really does is it turns into a system where I can do pre-sales on the object, on the product, and then turn around and have the product produced. And it really, it's a win-win for everybody. Listeners like yours can go to the site, they can see it, they know that they can get in on it on the ground floor, that they'll have one waiting for them at the end of the process. And it helps me raise the capital to bring it into reality.
Which will how much will that influence the price point for you when you start selling it?
Yeah, right now on our crowdfunding site, we're offering them for $40 each, and that is actually a discount price because when we go into retail and we have to start adding in retail margins and such next fall. That price is probably going to be more closer to the $45 or $50 price range. So that gives you an idea that you are as a funder of this going to be able to get one at a discount and be like the first kid on your block to have one.
Well, but I mean that's still in line with most of your ammunition carriage. I mean, I like taco pouches for my AR mags, and a single taco pouch is like $35, $40 by itself. So, I mean, that's, and it's not all polymer. It's part, you know, it's partially tactical nylon. So, that's not too far outside. But now, what if you'd had to spend the $90,000 to develop it yourself?
Oh, yeah. That would be a whole different ball game. Yeah.
Topping out at $120 a pop. Pow.
Oh, yeah. Or if you look, like some of the Sega 12, magazines that are out there, they're northwards of $60 each.
Yeah. So this is there's a lot of people that do this kind of thing, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, and everybody else. Some not, you know, you probably, did you try to do this on Kickstarter and they kicked you out?
I didn't even go there because they have their process and I knew they wouldn't do it. I actually started with another platform, tried to get on, was Rocket Hub. And what happened was, I approached him, said I wanted to do this project. It's a gun accessory, and oh yeah, fine. You know that was great. And I went back, and part of this is we have to produce a video, and we got to come up with our sales sheet, that kind of thing. Came back a month later, and went to post it, and they said, oh no, wait, we had a policy change. We're not allowing firearms accessories on our site anymore. Oh, you talk about a scramble. And so I scrambled and went back to Indiegogo, which is probably the second largest platform, and talked back and forth with their policy people, and I was able to squeak this in on Indiegogo. So my hat's off to Indiegogo for that.
Yeah, Indiegogo seems to be willing to, well, you know, like all things out there that are just, that don't have a bias towards guns, I don't get out there and say that they're pro-gun. They just don't have a bias towards guns, and they'll allow things to proceed. And just that, I mean, in the old days before this stuff, you would have had to have gone out and found investors or something and been involved in really complicated business partnerships and everything else. And how much time does this save going this route to getting this to production?
You know, actually, the savings I don't think is going to be in time because it's cost a lot of time setting up the campaign.
Right.
I think where the savings is going to be is it decomplicates things. It really decomplicates things in that I don't have to carry partners. I don't have to do venture capitals. I'm not on Shark Tank trying to deal with some guy like that. So it just decomplicates it. It puts the process with me and my potential customers, and that's where it should be. Kind of at that grassroots level.
And it gives them a chance to be part of something, part of development of something new in the gun industry.
Oh, exactly, exactly. In fact, one of the perks that we have is if a person comes in at what we call the door kicker level, where you agree that, hey, you like it, it tickles your fancy, you want to you want to reserve three of these gunner's mates for yourself, that at that level, which is $108, you can participate in a focus group that we're going to be holding in a few weeks. What we've done is we've kind of held back on the final design a little bit for the mold, just in anticipation of having this focus group and getting some last-minute feedback from people out in the field on what they think about the design, if they can come up with any improvements, and then lock that into the mold before we go to press.
This kind of ammunition carriage is going to be unique to the shotgun shell, simply because with brass rounds, with handgun rounds or anything else, it's just simply too small to manage to do that, isn't it?
You know, you kind of touch on something, and that is, in the course of this campaign, we have a what are called stretch goals. And if the firearms community really likes this, and they help me fund at like 100% or more, and they can get the details on the page, but what we'd like to do is you have the gunner's mate be the first of several similar products and come out with a full product line. Because I can fully see a dispenser-like product for like a 44 Magnum 38 Special for the revolvers.
Right.
Or how about for the bolt action or lever action guns?
Yeah.
So if there's a will, there's a way. And if people respond to the gunner's mate and we get input that people want to see more, we'll certainly come up with a way.
I don't mind being wrong, Todd. We're getting ready to go into the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk about just the genesis behind Strikehard Gear, because there are a lot of people that make tactical nylon out there, but typically they try to be a one-size-fits-all. They try to design something that is to where they don't have to design something dedicated. And you decided to go the dedicated route, and we're going to talk about why and how that all came about. How do they find what's going on with Strikehard Gear and with the crowdsource funding effort?
The easiest way to do it is to go to strikehardgear.com. That's strikehardgear, all one word, .com. And when you hit the home page, we have a banner at the top showing some products, and you'll see one with a guy holding out some shotgun shells. Click on that, and that'll take you to the Indiegogo page. Yeah, which you can read all about our campaign. Otherwise, you know, come back to Strikehard Gear and take a look at our products, and hopefully you'll find something that tickles your fancy.
I believe that there's a promo code RBN on the RBN webpage on the banner there, right?
Yeah, and I'll double check that before we talk about it. Yeah, but I'll make sure we got one called RBN, and then what I'll do is I'll make an RBN for 10%. So if you put in RBN, you'll get 10% off of anything off Strikehard Gear. But unfortunately, that won't work for the Indiegogo campaign.
You don't need a discount on funding. That's self-defeating. You hang on. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important function and features, enhancing your weapon's reliability.
An SAI-enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SavianArmsInternational.com. Savian Arms International, innovation cue.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
I'm afraid of Americans, I'm afraid of the world, I'm afraid I can't help it.
Hey, gun grabbers, do you feel the pain?
I'm afraid of America.
And welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. The sponsors of Lock and Load are an integrated part of the show. If you're listening to what I'm talking about, then the sponsors of the show have exactly what you want. And for everybody that listens out there, there's somebody that's a 44 Magnum aficionado or an AR-15 aficionado. And in this particular case, if you're a Mosin-Nagant SKS AK platform aficionado, this is your guy. This is the guy right here. This is the guy. Todd Lubke, Strike Hard Gear, rejoins us. Why did you decide to go the dedicated commie weapon accessory route?
Years ago, I'd gotten a SKS back before the gun ban. What was that, like 99 or whatever that was?
1994.
Yeah. I had gotten one of those cheap SKSs for $89, and the gun ban went on and stuff, and it stayed in my closet for years, never did anything with it, and about 3 years ago, I was kind of going through my gear and setting up bug-out bags and that kind of thing, and I looked at that SKS, and I thought, you know, I need to get more out of this, so I went out and I bought some of those Tapco duckbill magazines. Maybe you've seen those removable magazines.
Right.
So I had a bunch of those, and their life was good, and I thought, God, how am I going to carry this stuff? How am I going to carry these? And I got my Google Foo out, and I searched the Internet. I could not find a pouch for those duckbill magazines. And I thought, God, you know, I'm going to have to make my own. And I got out a sewing machine. My wife's Grandma had left us, and I made a pouch. And mentioned it on a few forums. People liked it. And next thing you know, gee, I'm in the tactical gear business. So it started basically because I needed a pouch for that Duckbill magazine. And as I went along, I realized, you know, that the whole tactical gear industry is basically ignoring a whole class of weapons. That this whole Soviet line of pattern weapons, aside from maybe some AK gear, the rest of it's just being totally ignored. And I thought, you know, that's where I need to be. I need to, I called it the Land of Misfit Toys, if you remember that, from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, where they put all the misfit toys out on the island. That's what I felt like the Comblock weapons were. So I felt it was my job to bring some new gear into that and help the people that own those weapons out.
Now, who else does that?
You know what? There's very few people that do deal. Nobody makes a buttstock pouch like I do for the Moisés & Gant. We also make for the Moisés & Gant, we made an updated bandolier, which, by the way, I'm going to mention right now that all our stuff, all our gear is made in the USA. All our gear is made with mil-spec materials and to mil-spec techniques. And with that, what we do is then we can offer a lifetime guarantee on all our gear.
That's pretty serious. Let me ask you a question about the SKS, purely from a technical standpoint, because I don't know. I shot an SKS one time in a three-gun match, and it ran the whole time, and it had one of those Duckbill magazines you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Is the SKS better left with the stock magazine in it, or do they function very well with those Duckbills?
You know, it's a Chevy Ford argument.
Okay.
They do work well with the Duckbills in there. It's just the Duckbills are kind of an ungainly magazine. The other thing with the Duckbills is sometimes, because they are polymer, is what happens is the feed lips don't work quite right, and you have to get in there and file them down a little bit,
right,
and then they work.
Okay.
So really, it's a preference. Some people, they're the purists, they say, hey, leave it with the stripper clip, feed it from the top, and the other people say, that's not the way I want to do it because I'm used to running a rifle with a magazine, and they go with the Duckbill.
For the people that want to leave it with the stock magazine built into it, do you have a method of carrying the stripper clips?
Yes, we do. We do have specialized Molly pouches that you can put on your war belt or on your chest rig, your platform. We also have a bandolier that holds 10 rounds. I'm sorry, 10 stripper clips.
Right. Whoa.
So, yeah, it's for the people that are tired of seeing the old canvas Chinese stuff and they want something better.
One thing that I have noticed is that a lot of people are looking at the Moisés & Gant, which was really cheap before the panic. Then the price went up for a while, and now the price is coming back down. And there's this group of people that are taking these things and just stripping them down altogether and refurbishing them. Are you getting more interest in your Moisés & Gant line of accessories now that goes along with that?
I found that the Moisés & Gant buttstock pouch is one of my better sellers. People love that thing because with a buttstock pouch, you can have two Moisés & Gant stripper clips handy with the rifle at all times. So if people imagine the old M1 carbine, they always carried a couple magazines on the buttstock, you can do the same thing with the Moisés & Gant. That said, it's becoming a very popular rifle, and you have the purists who say, don't touch it, and then you got the other people like you're mentioning that say, hey, this is a great action. It reaches out. It touches somebody. We just need to get a better stock on there. And, oh, by the way, let's mount a scope on there and do some trigger work.
See, I've been thinking about getting a Mosin. And my first thought was to go out there and get one of those Archangel stocks and, you know, make it a magazine gun and turn it into a precision rifle. And then one of the listeners out there got one, took it down, stripped the stock completely cleaned and polished all the metalwork, put it back together the way it was, made it look like a brand new rifle. Functions really good, but it functions pretty good out of the box anyway. But I mean, they just made that a project. And, you know, when I look at rifles of that era, I have to ask, should they be having a Archangel stock slapped to it, or should you pay homage to the design that worked straight out of the box and works for everybody and just leave it? What most of your customers are, who's out there getting out there and turning it into a new tactical weapon?
You know, I don't think there's that many, because I've had very few requests for any kind of magazine pouch for the Archangel stocks and the Archangel magazines. So people aren't coming to me and saying, hey, you know, I converted my rifle, I need a pouch for these magazines. Which is kind of interesting, because I think if they're going to go the sniper Moisen Nagant route with the removable magazines, that they might want a chest rig or something to hold those magazines.
They just haven't realized it yet, have they?
Right, exactly. But to your point about the guy who rebuilt his rifle, if you one trip around the forums and talk with people that have any experience with the Moisen Nagant, they are finding that if they spend a little time with the rifle, if they get in there, do a little shim kit, spend a little time on the action, that actually it turns out to be a pretty good rifle right out of the box.
I'm thinking about it. I'm trying to decide which route I want to go, because when I got sent pictures and video of this particular one that got restored, and they did a great job on it, and both of his sons helped him and all this other stuff, and it was just a great build for them. And I think they're going to do something else with another type of gun. I don't know just yet. But in any event, with Strike Hard Gear, you carry the gamut of all of them. Now, we're coming up on the next break. Before we go, one more time, tell them how to get to Strike Hard Gear and tell them how to participate in the Indiegogo crowdsource funding effort for the Gunner's Mate.
Yeah, they can just bop on over to Strike Hard Gear. It's one word, strikehardgear.com. There they'll hit the shopping site. They can look at all the equipment that we do make now. And on the banner on the front, you'll see a guy holding some shotgun shells. Click on that, and that'll take you over to where you can find out more about the Gunner's Mate.
Crowdsourcing is the 21st century way to get something built that's a good idea that otherwise might not get built. And for people like me that went out and bought the wrong shotgun to begin with, the Gunner's Mate is what I need. So I need it built. And I think you'll find that there's various levels of participation you can be involved in, but you can actually be a producer.
Yeah.
You can be part of the production of the Gunner's Mate and help it get to see the light of day. StrikeHardGear.com, of course, if you own an AK or SKS or a Moisen Nagant and you need accessories, well, you can just go right there, and there they are. And you can get a 10% discount with the RBN product code. Hang on one more time for me, Todd. We'll be right back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at blueforcegear.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
And welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Those of you listening in Florida immediately after the show, I'm going to be on the Rhett Palmer show. I don't know how that's going to go, but we'll find out. My guest this hour from Strike Hard Gear is Todd Lubke. He is a specialist out there. He's one of this, which seems to be a common thread amongst my sponsors. I like the innovators and the specialists that find a niche, recognize a need, and go out there and fill it. AK people, hands down, that's got to be your biggest accessories that go out, the AK people.
Oh, I would agree. Our chest rig is our most popular selling item. People just love it because they know that what they're finding is that it actually fits the AK magazine, and it also fits the CZ-58s as well. And the thing with the AK magazine is not only is it tall, but it's wide. It's wider and thicker than the average AR magazine. So what ends up happening is people will go out, they'll find some Nita Rooney AR chest rig, and then try to stuff their AK mags in there, and it doesn't work. And even if a lot of times the maker of the AR chest rig will say, oh, yeah, it's AK compatible as well. Well, you know what? It really isn't. And you can't have the best of both worlds when you got one magazine that's 6 or 7 inches long, and then the other magazine that's upwards 9 inches long.
Right.
You can't make one pouch fit both.
One thing about Strike Hard gear is your price point. I mean, and especially for the AK platforms, which I imagine one would work for all of them just because of the similarity in the magazines. But, I mean, you've got shingles and chest rigs and molly pouches that attach to plate carriers and everything else. There's nobody you cannot kit up at Strike Hard gear if they're carrying an AK, is there?
Yeah, that's pretty much something for everybody. We even have, and try to find this anywhere else, we have pouches for the 40-round AK magazine. Nobody else makes those. And for the guys that run RPKs and stuff like that, you know, they need to come by and check us out as well.
Well, one thing now, his breakdown at Strike Hard gear is not where you say ammo pouches, carriers, chest rigs. You pick your weapon on a drop-down menu, and then it shows all the accessories available for that weapon at Strike Hard gear versus you going out there and saying ammo pouches and ordering one and then finding out, well, this my AK magazines don't fit into this Ruger magazine pouch.
Yeah. One thing I have done, too, is I have digressed just slightly away from the Comblock emphasis because you mentioned Ruger. I do carry, and I'm probably one of the only guys that make this as well, is a pouch for the Ruger 1022 BX25 magazine, the Ruger factory magazine.
Right.
Which it's a double-cell pouch covered, and which, by the way, also nicely holds the Glock 33s. So if you're looking for something that'll work with Glock 33s or Ruger 1022, I got them here.
Well, one thing that you make that I haven't ever seen anybody make designed for the AK is the go bag. You have a go bag for the AK-47 magazines. When I'm talking about a go bag, folks, I'm talking about basically something that is an ammunition carrier that you can actually just grab and run with the gun, and you've got ammunition. And a lot of people make them, and they start normally at a price point around $80, and depending on who you're buying it from, they can be upwards of $200. Strike Hard gear, they've got to go back for the AK. Holds 6 magazines, maps, all the other stuff that you might need in a rush out the door. $47.
Yeah, you know, sometimes my pricing works against me. I think people think that I'm marking up Chinese stuff. But, no, I guess it comes from my farm boy background in that we try to help each other out by me keeping the prices low and not trying to put my hand in your pocket every time you visit my site, that I know you'll come back and you'll tell your friends because there's true value there. And I would rather do business that way where I can go to sleep at night knowing that I've done you a good deal than to try to wring every penny out of every person that comes along.
Now, is this you also have a go bag for the Sega 12?
Yep. We do have a line of gear for the Sega 12. And then, I was going to mention something else that does pretty well for the AK-47 that you won't find anywhere else. We do have a molly adapter for the AK-47 bayonet. So you can mount your bayonet if you want. And yeah. and another little item that I think people get a kick out of and people do buy is a molly sheet for the Moisten Nagant bayonet. So, like you mentioned, we've got a lot, and we try to cover every angle for the weapon.
One thing that you do is that if you have a method on StrikeHardGear.com where if you're not carrying it, you have a new product request category.
Yes, we do. And you know what? You'll be surprised how many times people want me to start making AR chest rigs, and I'm holding back. I want to stick with my niche, but by golly, you know, they're probably going to force me to do it.
Well, you know, one thing I'll say with like your go bag, your $47.95 go bag, if it holds AK magazines, it will hold AR magazines.
Yeah, exactly, and that's just it. Is the what I'm finding with people that tend to carry like P mags with the Ranger Ranger handles on the bottom, the
right,
Ranger
plate, right.
That the AK chest rig works a little better because with those Ranger pulls on the bottom, it makes the magazine quite long.
Right.
So they're, I'm finding people like that run AK or they run the AR with the Ranger poles, that their chest rig works really well for both.
Your magazine shingles, they have the time-proven method of retention of bungee cords. But your tab is designed to fit over the corner of the magazine at the curve, which is sort of ingenious.
Well, thank you. Yeah, that's nice because it holds it right there on the corner and it keeps it solid. And then when you want to use it, it's pretty easy just to flip it off and grab your mag and go.
Yep. Three or four. The most expensive thing I think you'll find on the website is the AK-47 chest rig, and that's $74.95. And for that kind of quality, made in America, lifetime guarantee. That's almost obscene, Todd. That's almost too cheap, Todd.
Are you telling me to raise my prices? Well, I'll do it right after your listeners visit, okay?
Then I'll get beat up. There's a lot of people. One of the guys in the chat room, he left too early because he is an SKS aficionado, and I think he had to go do some chores or something. Because he'd be kicking up his heels right now just hearing all the stuff that's going on there. StrikeHardGear.com, a dedicated site, although they are expanding, but their origins were dedicated to the ComBlock weapon. World-class quality, world-class guarantee, extremely reasonable pricing, which you don't find that often in the gun industry nowadays. I can't think of how many. Are you like me, Todd? You got a box full of stuff that you tried and just said, well, I'm not going to throw it away, but I'm not going to use it.
Yeah, exactly. You paid too much for it. It didn't work out. You got it in the box. You can't sell it at a garage sale for what you got into it, so it just sits there and stares you in the face for the longest time, and you just don't know what to do with it.
If my studio were bigger, I would outfit a bunch of mannequins with them on because I'm never going to wear them, but, I mean, I'm not going to get rid of them either. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
With Strike Hard Gear, the beauty is in the simplicity, the simplicity to it. It's all adaptable. Sells the malice clips, which are a pain to install, but you're not going to find anything that's going to hold it to whatever you're attaching it to any better than a malice clip. And, boy, I tell you what, somebody knows how to install malice clips. My hat is off and my bald head is exposed. Todd, thank you very much for taking the time to join us. We need to do this again. I told him a long time ago when he first started he could do this, and then he decided to be an inventor and got too busy.
Well, I'll be in touch, sir.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
All right. Folks, that is a wrap. We will do this again in 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this and remember this very carefully. It has never been about gun control. It has always been, it's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.